Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. We're going to do a little review of the presidential State of the Union speech last night, which brought me emotionally to tears. We take you now to the House of to the House of the Congress as the congressmen and senators pour in. On one side of the aisle will be all of the rhinos with a couple of seats for the Tea Party boys, and the other side of the aisle will be the whack-a-moles, or as they are commonly known as the Communist Party. And preceding the president's entrance, they will bring in and have the flag-burning ceremony. And, of course, then they will proceed to have the funeral for the Constitution. Here comes the First Amendment, and it's being placed in the shredder, and immediately it will be followed, I believe, by the Second Amendment. Here comes the Second Amendment. And there are a couple of hunters in chains, and they're bringing. And the Second Amendment is now being shredded. Boy Scouts are handcuffed, and America is free once again. All the other amendments are now being bundled and placed in a basket to be burned along with the American flag, and everything is looking good. America is full of pride today. Stay tuned. We're going to have a swearing in on the Communist Core. A Bible, or as we like to call it, the cheat sheet. Chuck Schumer, the hero of the capture of Ilian Gonzalez and the cross-examination of Judge Estrada, will hold the gasoline can that is being poured on top of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the American flag, and Match McConnell will do the honors. Now that that part of the ceremony is over, we look forward to the appearance of the head of the Politburo, the commissar of commissars, President Barack Hussein bin Laden. We notice that we're missing four Supreme Court judges, three old line American conservatives, and one a liberal with a conscience. We believe they are under house arrest for hooliganism. Oh, the president is ready. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with pride and honor that we introduce to you the third term winner of the presidency of the United States, Barack Hussein bin Laden. followed by Hillary Bloodclot Clinton, the hero of Benghazi, who personally put her life on the line to save 29 people who cannot testify. At the Battle of Benghazi, she was quoted as saying when she killed Muammar Gaddafi, "We came, we saw, we killed him." Hee hee. This is such an emotional time for me. I am filled with pride and joy. Oh, here come the little four-year-old school children who testified against their parents under Common Core and the now worshippers of Islam, the five pillars of Islam. Yeah, slam, slam, Islam, same thing. Planes going into buildings, it is great. Fantastic. America has surrendered. Obama has given the whole Middle East to Al-Qaeda. A glorious time under communism. Now, comrades, we are all equal, one and the same. It is fantastic. A brain surgeon is now making the same salary as a pin boy in a bowling alley. It is fantastic. We are all equal, comrade. Those who don't want to work don't have to. We're all getting the same paycheck. Except for the communists on the top, they always take a little cream. They take the cream, you know, they leave us the milk. And as you know, all the small farms are gone. They have all been consolidated into one government farm. Well, mainly because there are no more farmers. They were arrested and shot on Wednesday. And we would like to thank our comrades who turned in their neighbors who had guns. It made it much easier for us to seize the government. And now, if you want a gun, you can get a free one when you join the army. Or you don't have to join the army. The army is going to join you. We are going to have to quarter troops in your house. Is that your woman? She will be with the captain from now on. She will be secretary. Communism is what is best. You look at our pride city, New York. New York, we have a communist governor, Cuomo Cuomo. We have a communist mayor. And we have Chuck Heinrich Schumer, a friend of the people. Unless you're a Latino, then you're under arrest. Yes, big smile, everybody. We're going to take... No, they are not going to shoot you. Smile. Smile, or I will shoot you. Welcome back, American teabaggers. Yes, more tea, anybody? I watched the State of the Onion last night, and if I had any hair, I would have pulled it all out. I have never heard so many lies by so many people. And so I did a little one-pager on what I saw last night through the eyes of a free man about to lose his freedom. The whack-a-mole party strikes out again. What a joke. I have seen carnival shows that have more going on inside the big tent. How many cards were played last night by Mr. Blackjack Dealer and his stooge audience? Did you see those people bouncing around like whack-a-moles, jumping up and down every time he said something? Could you hear all the money jingling in their pockets? Their pockets are full. There's none of them standing in the bread line, and when Democrats are standing in the bread line, they demand toast. None of them. They're all fat cats. Yes, pretending to love the poor. Every time he told another lie, the whack-a-moles would jump up and cheer. If he had said, today we killed 4,700 American babies, which is the truth. What time is it? It's 3:14. The kill quota for today is around 4,150. By 6 o'clock tonight, it'll be 4,700. And that's the truth. If he had said that we killed 4,700 American babies today, they would have jumped up and applauded. If he said Iran has the bomb, they borrowed it from Pakistan, the whack-a-moles would have jumped up and applauded. What's with this I have a pen? Is he making his bat mitzvah? He sure sounds batty. Does this guy know which country he is pretending to be from? The country he was talking about last night that does not exist. At the finale, he played his I Love the Military card using a real American as a prop. No one held up a picture of the four Americans he and 3 p.m. call Hillary left to die in Benghazi, the unauthorized war that he phoned in. Where was Hillary with her veiny vidi jokes? We came, we saw, we killed and sodomized Gaddafi. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda, stronger than ever, was telling Ambassador Stevens jokes. We came, we saw, we overran, no defenses, we killed and sodomized Stevens. While he faked his feelings for the military that he intends to destroy, he forgot to mention the 2,300 NATO troops he shipped back to the USA in body bags. His lying communist press told everybody they were NATO troops to be identified later by their American mothers. Meanwhile, baby killers, drug pushers, and flag burners in a party with no God pontificate about the loss of blood and treasure, surely not their blood, but for sure an American mother's national treasure. What he should have said when he introduced another IED victim of the 12-year war started by the Clintons was, we still don't have an IED finder and destroyer. You don't have to tell me how great this country once was, Mr. Dog Without Papers. I remember it before you and your whack-a-mole party got your hands on the people's income. Now you use their money to buy votes for the Communist Party, and they jump up, whoop, and holler over the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on a once-free people. I notice you did not hug your Gestapo chief playing to the gullible cameras. Eric Bagholder got the message, we can't be seen plotting together. Chuck Schumer looked like he just delivered Rosemary's Baby. The last time I saw that venomous smile, he was handing Elian Gonzalez over to Fidel Castro. It is ironic that an imposter whose school records you're not allowed to view, who never had a job, talks about jobs. He demands a minimum wage increase of $3 an hour, but does not offer to take no taxes from the pay increase. He is really talking about a $1.50 raise for us and a $1.50 commission for his bureaucracy. More government employees, more communist votes. He should have told the truth to that badly wounded GI that he was getting a 1% cut across his board. Obama gets credit for the minimum wage increase, and hated American business owners get to pay the bill. He refers to the GM he saved for China by robbing GM dealers and preferred stockholders in a phony bankruptcy that never happened. Nothing like promoting a woman to get the suffragettes a vote. Intentions mean nothing. Deception is everything. And now the GM is in the black. How about paying back those people you threw to the wolves? Four Supreme Court justices did not show. Three conservatives and one liberal with a conscience. I hope they weren't under house arrest being charged with hooliganism or crimes against the state. The worst part of the speech, and oh, how I waited to hear that congressman shout again, "You are still a liar." Was there nothing good he could take credit for? Beware of communists who tell you we are the strongest nation on earth just before the Super Bowl. The rhinos just milled around like a dog sled team with no leader waiting to hear the word mush. Well, all we listened to was mush. If you want to see the whack of moles who jumped up the most, go to YouTube and click on Flag Burners of Record. Flag Burners of Record on YouTube. Now he wants four-year-olds' minds brainwashed, and everybody must go to communist cucumber school and get some of that communist core training in the five pillars of Slam Slam. That's the sound of two sortie planes. That's what they make, the sound they make hitting the Clinton Towers in communist New York City. See the mayor and the pro no choice, no guns for Americans governor. Now I know how Samson felt when he got scalped. A president that okays drugs, same-sex marriages, and nuns on birth control pills, who threatens Congress not to give Iran any trouble while he lies to Israel, "We got your back." If he can lie to Israel, he can lie to Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan also. He's already lost the Middle East. Now he's trying to lose the Far East. Well, it is back to cleaning up the mess he and his party of death to little children has made. You may want to keep an eye on the run-out of Afghanistan. With his inexperience and having relieved his most competent military chiefs, I fear we are getting another Clinton-Mogadishu mile. I just hope he doesn't pull another last-minute Benghazi. Speaking of Benghazi, did you see Lady Bloodclot there last night? Or was she at the Grammys? In the words of the Spirit of America, 911, we forget nothing. Spirit of America Party Radio Show. Hang in there, we got a tune coming.
Hang in there. We'll give you a wonderful world.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a slide rule is for, but I do know what it was is two, and if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History. Biology. Whoa, la ta 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 ta. French I took. Yeah, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
That nice, what a wonderful world it would be. That is great. I was searching the blogs today, and I ran across something that disturbed me, and I see more and more of it. I don't know if it's more and more of it has just been reported. It's being reported more and more. But there was in Michigan, there was an 8-year-old boy who was autistic. And during a class break, he was reading a Bible and the teacher took it away from him. Now, you know how traumatic that must be to an autistic boy. And it's funny because the family name is Cross, C-R-O-S-S. And the mother's name is Jessica. And it was really sad to see that we're going into a Soviet-style educational system. And I just sent a few words of encouragement saying that kids that are autistic, they may have some shortcomings, but God compensates them with spectacular blessings. And if we all seen The Rain Man, I think that was the movie where what's-his-name could count cards, you know. He had an immeasurable talent that was uncomparable to anybody else's. And I do believe that God does compensate us, and he compensates the family for their burden. And it sure beats killing a kid in the womb. And speaking of kids in the womb, the Munoz family decided to terminate the life of the mother who was on life support, and the baby was terminated also, and that was really sad. And nobody can make that call but the people that are really involved in it. And but what was really, well, it was sad because I didn't know what was going to happen. Do they do an autopsy in that case? Do they remove the baby, throw the baby in a bucket, you know, in a bag? And I talked to a friend of mine who deals in death, and he told me that probably that the baby will be with the mother. Well, that's nice. That's good, because you know that they're both, you know, you can kill the body, but you can't kill the soul. So that soul has got some traveling to do. And I once saw a spacecraft, not one of ours, by the way, when we were on top. And the astronauts were looking out at space. And as they were looking out, sparks went by the spacecraft faster than the craft was traveling. And the sparks were traveling. And I said to myself, I wonder if that's all the souls on earth that died today, and they're on their way to heaven. And you know, when you talk about the child murder, of which we're doing 4,700 a day, sanctioned by the United States government and sponsored by the United States government with your tax dollars, I wondered if when does the soul arrive? We know that the sperm penetrates the egg, and that's jackpot. That's three Liberty Bells straight across. But was the soul there before the sperm hit the egg? Was the soul there after the sperm hit the egg? How soon after? And when that baby is terminated, does the soul go to join God and wait for the trial? The murder trial, the Nuremberg trials in heaven. I don't know, but I do know a fetus is a human being, and I like to call them Junior and Sis. Yep. And I do know that we are all going to pay for our actions. So if you coldly ordered the execution of an unborn child, you're going to have to pay for it. Now, I'm not talking about somebody that's on the horns of a dilemma that makes a wrong call. And God knows the whole case. He is the judge and jury. And he doesn't need a lie detector machine. So So I just hope we could become more civilized, and out of the 4,700 that we murdered today, that maybe somebody will reach out and save one, so that maybe tomorrow it will only be 4,699. And maybe the day after it could be 4,698. Because I tell you, the one thing I fear the most is answering my God's question, why didn't you stop it? What am I going to tell him? It was out of my hands. I was only following orders. There was nothing I could do. Everybody was against me. It is very sad. Very sad. For money, Patriots for Economic Freedom. Alert, conservatives can win the special election for Congress this winter. So this winter we got an election that we could use as a barometer to see how we're going to do when we go up against the communists full blast in November. There is a special election for Congress coming up this winter. The outcome of this election will help decide the results of the November election. And it's in Florida and is a conservative named David Jolly. Well, there's the theme song right there, for he's a jolly good fellow. David Jolly is against amnesty. You know they changed it to immigration. You see how the communists play with words? They call it illegal immigration, but it's immigration. How about invasion? Illegal invasion. And if you think you're going to give amnesty to what they tell you is 13 million, it's probably 30 million invaders, I guarantee you the day that you give them amnesty, 20 million more come across the border the very next day, because there's a revolution taking place in Mexico and the flames have not been seen on the horizon yet. David Jolly is against amnesty, Obamacare, and big government. Government is too big, and your government, every government vote is a vote for the party that keeps them fat and happy. He wants to work for lower taxes, less spending, and a balanced budget. we got to reduce the size of government to what the founding fathers wanted it to be. He is exactly the kind of conservative America needs. And the lady that's running a fundraising for him, her name is Teresa Pryor. And her organization is Patriots for Economic Freedom. So, and they're in Florida. Patriots for Economic Freedom. David Jolly is the conservative that is running to serve Florida's 13th district in the March 11th special election for Congress. This is a swing district that narrowly chose Barack Obama in the last two elections. Now, David Jolly is statistically tied with his liberal challenger. This March, we must win the first election of 2014 and show America what they can expect in November. Liberals would love nothing more than to elect strong Obamacare supporter Alex Sink. She will work with Washington radicals like Nancy Pelosi. You know, Nancy Pelosi never forgave Bush for killing her two sons, Uday and Kusei. And Debbie Wasserman Test Schultz. When I got married, you had to take a Wasserman test to make sure you weren't carrying germs. Imagine how many germs come into the country illegally. To further their oppressive agenda that is destroying jobs and our future. Washington's tyrannical agenda is bad for all Americans. With your help, we can get the message out. So, David Jolly for Congress, get on his website, send him $1 million. You'd do the same for the troops, wouldn't you? You support the troops. Can you send them $1 million each? No. And Obama gave a big speech, and what did he do? He cut the troops' income by 1%, but he's going to give a raise to everybody that works in Chuck Schumer's office, all 129 staff. Boy, there's somebody we could transfer to Afghanistan, fill a few foxholes. Unbelievable. Okay, so it's time for another tune. What are we going to... Oh, this one I'm going to play for you. You know why? Because the communists hate Christmas. They about a month before Christmas begins and the Happy Holy Days, they go bird poop. They go berserk. They try and have creches thrown in the garbage. And they are so glad when the Christmas carols are all over. But you know what I say? Merry Christmas, baby.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
It's snowing.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Florida.
Where those treetops listen and bells in the snow, the snow. So then I am dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days, may your days be merry and bright.
Christmas with every Christmas card I write.
those days, may your days, may your days be merry and bright. Ooh. Hand me on your Christmas
Somebody did a blog. Docky Wacky, his name is. Got a picture of it. Looks like a baby seal. I think the guillotine ought to be revived for use in the death penalty. The anti-death penalty geeks won't be able to holler out about the cruel and unusual bit. Just turn them face down for the big event. Face up for the real stinkers. Like the folks eating ethnic foods on our tax dollars in Gitmo. Oh, you mean the Eric Holder Club? Yes, Martha, I have mellowed some and no longer simply advocate the feet first, a fast trip through the shredding machine. Although you have to admit it, it would be a fast trip to Islamic paradise for all of those old terror boys. Of course, this is not to be limited to terrorists, but extends over to political uses, where guys like Obama and most of the imperial circle, like Holder, could get free rides on the new straw-lined ox carts to the newly named Guillotine Square, somewhere in one of the numerous obscure squares and other shapes and dotting the D.C. area. Just so they can't complain about the cruel and unusual part, the perps get the option of sitting or standing during the ride, so they can have a big slug of vodka as they alight from the cart and therefore before they get strapped down to the feeder board. Oh, man, I tell you, unbelievable. Congressman Jim Bridenstine, you stood there in front of your constituents and admitted that you were personally aware of at least four impeachable offenses against Barack Obama. Please take a minute and refresh your memory on your oath of office and how you swore to defend the U.S. Constitution. Since you are aware of Obama's unconstitutional acts and since you've done nothing to stop him other than talking, you are admitting to your constituents that you are either in violation of your oath of office or you are supporting Obama on the down low. Either way, you need to be kicked out of office. Do something, anything. It is the job of Congress, and Congress alone has the power to fix this. Oh, man, I'll tell you. And then I got on a TJM website where the article was four judges, Supreme Court judges, weren't at the State of the Union last night. And you had to hear the liberals shredding the judges. Oh, man. You know, when you go, I only go to American-friendly websites. And when you go to the other side, the dark side of the moon, it's scary. And they are very strong, those Martians. So let's see. What else we got here? We'll jump back to a tune. Why should I bore you with politics? Let's see what we got here. Blogger Talker Radio. We did. Oh, being that we're getting heavenly tonight, I'll give you another heavenly tune.
Who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are?
Yes, women,
who
used
did
the
you
angel.
See, I wonder, that made you just the cutest little angel by far? Where did you get those good looks, those eyes that glow like a star? It seems they made the sun shine only twice in your
get those good looks.
Those eyes that glow like a star. It seems they bathe the sunshine only twice. In your sweet smile and paradise. Tell me, won't you, darling, who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are?
Tell me, won't you, darling, who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are?
And joke and say Putin should come here and run for the presidency, and his campaign speech slogan could be, I'm less of a communist than this other guy. And somebody sent me this email, we'll take it with a grain of salt, and it says, for all you anti-Fox News folks, none of this information came from Fox. All of it can be verified from legitimate sources, Wikipedia, the Kapiolani Hospital website itself, and a good history book, as noted herein. It is very easy for someone to check out. And here's four simple questions. 1. Back in 1961, people of color were called Negroes. So how can the Obama birth certificate state he is African American, when the term wasn't even used at that time? 2. The birth certificate that the White House released lists Obama's birth as August 4, 1961, and lists Barack Hussein Obama as his father. No big deal, right? At the time of Obama's birth, it also shows that his father is aged 25 years old, and that Obama's father was born in Kenya, East Africa. This wouldn't seem like anything of concern, except the fact that Kenya did not even exist until 1963, 2 years later. Two whole years after Obama's birth and 27 years after his father's birth. How could Obama's father have been born in a country that did not yet exist? Up until Kenya was formed in 1963, it was known as British East Africa Protectorate. Check it below and they tell you where to go and check it. On the birth certificate released by the White House, the listed place of birth is Kapiolani Maternity and Gynecological Hospital. This cannot be because the hospitals in question in 1961 were called Kapiolani Children's Hospital and Kapiolani Maternity Home, respectively. The name did not change to Kapiolani Maternity and Gynecological Hospital until 1978, when these two hospitals merged. How can this particular name of the hospital be on a birth certificate dated 1961 if the name had not yet applied to it until 1978? Why hasn't this been discussed in the major media? Okay. One thing you must know as Americans, the media elects the president. So if you want to know what your chances are, you better take a look at the media. Unless somebody can stand up and challenge them, disprove everything they lie about, and take them to task. But if you just let them spew on, they will elect the next president. 4. Perhaps a clue comes from Obama's book on his father. He states how proud he is of his father fighting in World War II. I'm not a math genius, so I may need some help from you. Barack Obama's birth certificate says his father was 25 years old in 1961 when Obama was born. That should have put his father's date of birth approximately 1936. If my math holds, honest, I did that without a calculator. Now we need a new revised history book, one that hasn't been altered to satisfy the author's goals, to verify that World War II was basically between 1939 and 1945. Just how many three-year-olds fight in wars? Even in the latest stages of World War II, his father couldn't have been more than 9 years old. Does that mean that Mr. Obama is a liar, or simply chooses to alter the facts to satisfy his imagination or political purposes? Still, Obama, our president, qualifies as a liar. And that's signed by an attorney in New Jersey, whose name I won't give because I don't want him to die like Breitbart died. Yeah. Smile for the camera. You want a boom? Want a boom? And you want to put a bomb? A bomb? You want a bomb or a boom?
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Who put the bomb in the bomb, the bomb, the bomb? Who put the rhyme in the rhyme, a lama ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me. Every word went right into her heart. And when she heard them singing, rhyme a lama 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 ding dong, she said we'd never have to part. So who put the bop in the bop, 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 bop? Who put the rhyme in the rhyme a lama ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dip in the dip? Baby's heart all aglow, and every time we dance to dip, 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 she always says she loves me so. So who put the ball in the ball, the ball, the ball? Who put the rhyme in the rhyme, a lama ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip? Who was that?
Bomb, bomb, bomb. And my honey, ram-a-lama ding dong, forever. And when I say dip, 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 you know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity, boogity, boogity shoe.
Okay, I'm going to take you back to a 50s song. I'm going to pinpoint it around 1955. The name of the tune is by a guy named Rusty Draper, and the name of the tune is Native Dancer. You know, there was a racehorse that won the Kentucky Derby named Native Dancer.
Once there was a native dancer down in Egypt land. When she did her native dance, she got the biggest hand. People came through burning sands, especially the males, to see this fiery torso shaker make with the seven bells. Da 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 da. See what you know what I mean, oh shake a wicked tambourine, oh da da da. Da 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 All the sheiks in Araby said fooey to their wives. Day by day her fame began to spread to every nook, and pretty soon this native dancer shook for King Farouk.
Da da da.
Great anxiety, gave her pearls and diamonds just to see what they could see. She was loaded down with jewels, and let me tell you, man, to bring it home, this baby had to hire a caravan.
Da 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 da.
She would, you know what I mean? Oh, shake a wicked tambourine, oh.
Da da da.
With her figure and his brain, she made $1 million. Here's a big surprise for you. Her real name is O'Shea. She used to live next door to me in Brooklyn, USA.
Da 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 da.
That's the finish of the story. How a gal won fame and glory with
da, da, da.
That's our show for tonight, and thank you for listening, and say a little prayer for the boys in the Hindu Kush, because I'm sure that the Taliban is pouring in there, and they're going to make a movie about the run out of the Americans from Afghanistan, and there's going to be live footage all over the internet. So pray for our boys and girls, whose lives are on the line tonight for you and me.